in the last episode, we talked about buying non-perishable goods for hurricane prep. Well, S got real, I guess they would say, right?
Oh, I was like, what?
All right.
Oh, yeah. He does the filtered.
She's got real, right?
Yeah.
So it was, our hurricane prep became much more less casual than talking about, you know, going out and buying jerky and peanut butter into this is serious mode.
Super intense Hurricane Irma.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this special midweek edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you guys listening still. Sorry we missed Monday's new episode, but as you'll hear in this episode, we had a very good reason.
Very good reason indeed.
Once again, we got to thank you guys for sharing, and please give us that rating review in iTunes if you haven't done so already, or you can go to our Facebook page and give us a rating and review.
Yeah.
So yeah, like we mentioned, this was we missed our Monday's episode, even though we had a brand new one waiting for you. I just couldn't get around to doing the editing and the post production stuff.
Well,
because
yeah, we were a bit preoccupied, especially. When I say we, I mostly mean you. We're preoccupied.
Yes. We, as you guys heard in the last episode, we were doing a little hurricane prep. Yeah. We were actually, you guys, in the last episode, we talked about buying non-perishable goods for hurricane prep. Well, S got real, I guess they would say, right?
Oh, I was like, what?
All right.
Oh, yeah. He does the filtered.
She's got real, right?
Yeah.
So it was, our hurricane prep became much more less casual than talking about, you know, going out and buying jerky and peanut butter into this is serious mode.
Super intense Hurricane Irma.
Yeah. As I'm sure most of you guys who don't live in Tampa were paying attention to the news that Hurricane Irma was a serious event we were going to have to deal with.
Yes, it was originally predicted to be as strong as a category 4 when it hit our area, and it was originally supposed to go up right through the center of Florida. So it was a huge storm. Like, regardless of where you were in Florida, you felt some sort of impact, but it ended up hooking to the left. And it came kind of straight at the East Coast, including Tampa Bay, where we are located.
Yes.
So, thankfully, it made a couple stops on land. Not thankful for those people. Those people, unfortunately, got creamed. But we benefited, I guess, from that. And Mother Nature took it a little bit easier on us.
Yeah.
With a hurricane 1 to 2, there's certain parts of the area that clocked winds at category 2, and then others that it was more sustaining at category 1, which is still anywhere from like 80 to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So it's still not to be trifled with.
No, and we basically we're in the cleanup stage of that right now, and luckily our cleanup is pretty minimum compared to probably other parts of the state, like Shannon mentioned, you know, Naples and Miami and the Keys. So we lucked out. You know, I spent today cleaning up the yard and assessing minimal damage around the house, not even to the house, but just to the yard, essentially, and also taking all the plywood off the house that we applied over the last couple days because we were boarding up the house. We were anticipating like a huge storm. I mean, they were predicting probably one of the biggest ones to make landfall in U.S. history.
Yeah, and it still did. It just didn't sustain as long as they thought, thankfully.
Yes.
So
thankfully for us, yeah. And so we wanted to come in and check in with you guys, let you know we're still here. We're not shutting down the shop. Well, we're still going strong. So we want to just give you a little quick quick status update for us.
And as many people asked during the hurricane, no, there's no baby yet.
No.
Thankfully.
Yes. Thank God.
She did not decide to come early, so there were actually reports of people go, like women going into labor, dogs having puppies.
Yeah. And shelters and everything.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I do want to mention. I know, I'm sure probably Hurricane Harvey taught people a lot of lessons.
Yeah.
Our local government and local, you know, police department and everybody that's associated, really, we took it pretty seriously. So I think we were as prepared as we were ever going to be.
Yes.
As a city, honestly.
Yeah, and a lot of people evacuated.
Yeah, a lot of people evacuated. We hung tough, just, you know, mainly, as Shannon mentioned, because we had the baby to worry about. And so we're so close to our delivery day. But we hung tough, and luckily, we didn't sustain any major, consequences.
Yes.
The area didn't. So,
but we will say that a lot of areas that did get hit, really are going to be needing some support and love and probably some funding. So in addition to Harvey, which I know there's a number of places you can donate, we'll be sure to include some links to places that you can donate for more of the Southwest Florida that really got hit with Hurricane Irma, since those areas probably won't see any, like, what is it, FEMA funding or whatever, like,
yeah,
right off
not.
The bat.
Yeah.
So definitely keep those people in your thoughts and prayers. And
yeah, one thing I'm going to do this week, I think I should have time to go donate blood. Which is a big thing that they're always needing in natural disaster. So I'm definitely going to try to do that. That's something you guys can do now also, if you're, you know, physically able to do it.
Super important.
We're glad about, you know, we're glad we lucked out. And I think we're both glad that maybe the hurricane is over because of the hurricane eating we had associated with it.
I was totally fine with it being a pregnant woman. And,
yeah,
like,
I guess it's true.
Especially as far along as I am, so.
I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be sustained, so I guess I enjoyed it too. But when you're preparing to be without power for long periods of time, you got to eat everything in the freezer. And for us, that meant several boxes of croissants from Trader Joe's.
Actually, that was probably the highlight for me. I was like, yeah.
So
we have all these awesome, there was the almond croissants and regular croissants.
Yeah.
And because we really anticipated losing power, which we never did for more than like a minute, we felt like we needed to make sure we weren't going to risk losing that wonderful stock of food. So we baked them all up on Sunday morning and we ate them.
Yeah.
And they were delightful.
It was great emotional eating, I guess, to a certain extent, because it was an emotional roller coaster, I'll tell you that right now.
It really was.
But we just wanted to check in with you guys and let you know that we're still up and running. Everything, we like I said, we made it through relatively unscathed. We want to make sure we emphasize you guys, please reach out if you can to donate to the relief efforts that are soon to be coming for the Southwest or the southern part of Florida.
Yeah, and or also donating blood is super important. I think regardless of where you are, donating blood is just a really good thing because there's always going to be need for it.
Yeah, especially if you ever wear blood type, you know, that's also very important.
Yes.
So that's just a little quick hit from us guys, from us today to you all. We'll be back, like I said, next week. We got a brand new episode waiting for you guys. We're going to throw that out to you. And then we might be doing some throwbacks because we have an event coming up soon. So,
well, yeah, it's all up in the air.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Can't guarantee anything,
but
for a little while.
Yeah, we'll still be bringing those normal Monday podcasts to you guys. We just had a little bit of a situation we couldn't really control that prevented this Monday's podcast. But we're back, and we appreciate you guys listening, and keep sharing. Keep rating, keep reviewing, and please like the Addicted to Fitness podcast on Facebook.
Yeah, head over to the page, and regardless, we'll be posting updates as to where we are and what we're doing and that kind of stuff, and as well as our regular social channels. So whether you follow us on Instagram or Twitter, or again, going and liking and following Addicted to Fitness podcast on Facebook, we'll have all the links in the show notes, but we love to talk to you in between episodes.
Mm-hmm. All those contact handles and this stuff will be on the outro. So, you got anything else for them?
Nope.
All right. This is us checking in safe from Tampa, Florida. And you have been listening to another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
No.
Go lay down. Go lay down. Or just sit there. Slide.
Five, four.